오늘 그래서 말씀을 영어로 전할 텐데요. 먼저 영어로 전하고 그 다음에 끝난 다음에 간추려서 한국말로 전하도록 하겠습니다. 지금 보니까 거의가 다 영어 잘하시는 분들만 계신 것 같은데 그래도 몇 분을 위해서라도 한국말로 간추려 이야기하도록 하겠습니다. Many say cats have nine lives, but I don't think so. I had a friend who had a cat who died once and that's it, never woke up. Cats too have one life to live, and so do we. We have one life to live, not two, not three, one. So we better not squander or waste away because it's only one we got. We got to make it count. In today's verse, Jesus says that Jesus has come to give us life. Not just life, but full life. Most of us exist in this world, and we think that's living. But that's just existing, going through life. What does it mean to have a full life? When Jesus said that I'm going to give you a full life, we got to understand, what is that full life? I want to have that full life. In fact, I saw my children being born, and I want them to have a full life. Not just life, but full life. And we want to know what that is. When Jesus said, I want to give full life, He meant that not just an ordinary life, going through the motion of everyday grind and going through the job, going through school, getting married, having children, and passing away. That's not the life that Jesus had in mind. He wanted to have for us to have an exciting life, have a journey with Him, have an adventure with Him. For us to see the miracles that He has in store for us, for us to experience what it means to be in God and to be experiencing God with Him. So as you are being confirmed and baptized today, I pray that you will have an abundant, blessed, fulfilling life. Why do we want you to have that? Because there's no other way to live. One life to live, better make it count and better make it good. Many people, when you say exciting life, they think of parties and they think of a lot of things that they can do for fun. But life with God is truly exciting because you get to experience things that are out of this world, because God is out of this world. And He wants us to really go through life experiencing His presence. Why is Jesus offering such abundant, fulfilling life? Because first of all, we are His children. Did you know we're adopted by God? We think that we are just children of God automatically, but God decided to adopt us. Because of our sin, we were fallen away from God, and we weren't children of God until Jesus came and died on the cross and made us His. He decided to adopt each one of us, and He gave us each one of us name. And He calls us beautiful, wonderful. Psalm 139:14 says this, I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. God made each one of us and He called us His own. And He gave us, each one of us, name. As many people know, we have children, seven children, and each one has name. And those names, I gave it to them. As a father, I gave them each one of them name. When I call them, they respond. When I call Sophie, Sophie responds, no one else. When I call Rachel, Rachel responds, no one else. When I call Joshua, my oldest son, responds, no one else. Likewise, God made each one of us as His masterpiece, and He calls each one of us by name. Isn't that wonderful that He calls us by our own name? Not just, you know, hey, you guys. It's not about you guys. You see, one of the problems that I have being a pastor of a Chodai church, we have thousands of people at this church, and I don't know everyone's name. I run into our church people at the restaurants, and sometimes I don't even recognize their faces, and they pay for my meal and leave. And I don't even know who paid. And I can't even thank them because that's how shortcoming I am. But our God created each one of us into His masterpiece and gave each one of us name. And He calls us beloved. He calls us His own. And that is the reason why He wants us to have a fulfilling life, an abundant life. Second reason why He wants to give us fulfilling life is this, because He wants us to be the living witnesses of Jesus Christ. I want my kids to go out and be praised by other people. I don't want to hear from other people, your children stinks. They're terrible. They're awful. They're like, you know, really bad. That would really hurt me. In fact, I would go back home and maybe beat them up or something. Because I don't want to hear that. I want them to be a good witness. Likewise, God put us in this world and he called us his own, and he wants each one of us to really live our lives for his glory. To make God look good. That's what it means to live it for his glory. We got to make God look good. We don't want to go through life and say, oh, I'm a Christian. And people say, well, if that's what it means to be a Christian, I don't want to be a Christian, because you are no different than I am. We're same. We're different. God wants us to be different. How? This is what Jesus said in John 13:35. By this, men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. How do we know that we're children of God? By the way we love one another. That's it. We are called to love, not hate. We are called to unite, not to divide. We are called to prove ourselves that we are children of God by the way that we love one another. Jesus needed a sandwich ad person. You know what the sandwich ad person is? If you go out on the, I don't see too many of those people. They have like, you know, boards front and back, and they have a little string holding in. People wear that, you know, like advertising their companies. God wants each one of us to do that. Go out into the world and show the world what it means to be a children of God. We're just ball of love. You cannot help but to love the loving person. Isn't that true? You don't want to befriend people who are always kind of, you know, sad, and people who are always complaining, people who are always kind of, you know, dark and gloomy. You want people who are loving. You want people who are bright to be your friends. Likewise, God is sending each one of us into the world. One time I went to China to visit a missionary, and he was doing mission work at a university campus. And he called 20 of his students to come. And as they were walking in, missionary explained that these 20 students who are coming today, they were caught doing Bible study, and in their record, they have red mark. What does that mean in China, to have a red mark in a college student? That means that you cannot advance after a certain amount. There's a ceiling that they can go because they have a red mark. They were caught doing Bible study, so they cannot advance after a certain degree. But as they were entering, I mean, literally, I saw their face shining. They were like just glowing with joy and with happiness. And I said, you know, hello. And they spoke little English, but they knew hello. And so, hello. And they came and gave me a hug. And I said, what makes you guys so happy? And they said, Jesus makes us happy. Aren't you worried that your future, you cannot advance because you were caught doing Bible study? No. We have Jesus, nothing to worry about. I pray that all of you who are being baptized and confirmed today, that you will have that kind of confidence, going through life and in the world, always being happy that Jesus is your Savior. Amen? Yeah. True followers of Jesus are not, they don't only just live, but they are alive. That's the best way to live. And the third reason why Jesus wants to give us a fulfilling life, abundant life, is this: because we need it. The world that we're living in is tough. It's getting darker. It's getting tougher. So in order for us to really go through life victorious, we need to have Jesus Christ in our lives, who gives us abundant life. You see, human beings are more than just flesh and bones. There's spirit within us. If the spirit is not fed, then we feel void and we feel empty. When the spirit is thirsty and hungry, money, fame, and power cannot fulfill it. Many people think that they can be happy by just attaining things that the world can give. Money, power, and fame, and all these things, people think that this will bring me happiness. Well, if that's the source of happiness, then the people who are rich, they should be the happiest people. You know, I lived in L.A. for a long time, and there's a place called the Beverly Hills where all these rich people live. And you would think that they got the power, they got the money, and they got all the stuff that the people are working so hard to get. Yet they're not happy. In fact, there's high suicide rate among the rich people. And there's a huge drug problem among the rich people. That is not the way to find an abundant life. There's a void in human heart that only God can fill. And I pray that until now, that void was filled. And even after tonight, that you will have even greater joy knowing that Jesus is filling that void. Abundant life in God can bring true satisfaction. Yet, God made us into a masterpiece, and he wants us to really live our life as his witness and for us to need this kind of life with God. Yet the evil one, Satan, he is doing everything he can to prevent this from happening. How? First of all, he will throw a ball that is called the past guilt. The evil one's gonna say, "Look at your past. You're not goody two shoes. You're terrible. You know, you look at the things you do." But when you're alone, and he will just, you know, try to bring all the shame and all the things that you are not so proud of. Do not fall into the temptation of falling into the past guilt. None of us are clean. In fact, the Bible says no one is righteous, not one. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's why we need Jesus every day. I sin today too, so I have to come before God and ask for forgiveness. Every day we come. How many of you didn't take shower today? Oh, there's few kids. Don't go near them. We need shower every day. In fact, right before I came, I had dinner, and I had to wash my dishes. You know, after you eat, the plate gets dirty, and you have to wash them. If you don't wash them, then they remain dirty. You need to continuously wash them. When you come to Jesus Christ, he said, "I will forgive you of all your sins." Yet, in the daily grind of life, we get into this temptation, and you fall into sin over and over again. Yet, we can come before God and ask for forgiveness. How many times? How many times? I'm so glad that Peter in the Bible asked Jesus, "How many times should I forgive my brothers? Should I forgive him 7 times? And he was being gracious. By law, he could only, you know, he's only needed to forgive 3 times. But Jesus said, no, not 7 times. 7 times 70, meaning endlessly. And that's how God is going to forgive us. Endless times when we come before him. Hebrews 10, 17 and 18 says this: "Their sins and lawless act I will remember no more. And where these have been forgiven, there is no longer any sacrifice for sin." Once you come before God and ask for your past sins to be forgiven, that you don't have to worry about them anymore. God pushes the delete button and it's completely forgiven. White as snow. And some of us, we worry about present worry. And that's the thing that takes the life away from us. How many of you live under stress? You know, these days, everything they call is stress. You're sick and they don't know what's wrong with you? Or stress. When you have insomnia, oh, it must be stress. When you gain weight, oh, I'm gaining weight because of stress. I must have a lot of stress then. If you blow your exam, then, you know, you're under tremendous stress. When someone gets busy, then they say, "Whoa, I'm under so much stress." What is stress? It is worry. We go through life worrying about things. The Bible says, "What will you gain by worrying?" Nothing. It's like a rocking chair. It will give you something to do, but it will get you nowhere. Luke 12, 22-23 says this: "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food and the body more than clothes." So God says, don't worry. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And all these things that we worry about, he is going to add unto you. So do not worry, God says. And some of us are always worrying about the future fear. How many of you can guarantee that your future is set? That your future, you got it made? None of us. We don't know what will happen tomorrow. In fact, I don't even know what will happen when I leave the church. We don't know our future. The one who holds the key to the future is the one who created you and I. One who created the world. God only knows. How many of us are going to take care of the problems that we have by worrying? Fear that I'm going to get sick in the future. Fear that I'm going to lose whatever I've earned. About that you're not going to make it to the school that you want to make. It's okay. Don't worry. Don't worry. In fact, let me tell you a secret. Your parents might hate me for this. People who really succeeded, they weren't very good at school. Einstein, he wasn't that good at school. I'm not saying for you not to study. You need to do what you need to do. But do not worry and do not fear. Isaiah 41:10 says this, "So do not fear, for I am with you." The reason why we do not fear is because God is going to be with us. You know, the secret of success in life is for you to go be with somebody that can be trusted, that can be counted. That's the secret of success. If you are next to someone who is really kind of strong, then you are going to benefit from his strength. If you're going to be next to someone who is really smart, then you are going to benefit from that person who is smart. If you're next to the person who is really rich, has a lot of money, then you are going to benefit. At least that person might pay for your lunch. You're going to benefit somehow. When you are with God who created heavens and the earth and the owner of all things and almighty and all powerful, you are going to benefit, reap the benefit of being with God. So it says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." God is right-handed God. He's saying, with my powerful arm, I'm going to uphold you. I'm going to help you. So don't worry about your future. Your past sins, they're forgiven. Your present worries, don't worry. I'll take care of you. Future fear, hey, I'm going to be with you wherever you go. People who are going to be confirmed and baptized, repeat after me. Biggest failure in life. Oh, that was a lame repetition. One more time. Biggest failure in life is succeeding without God. Yeah, someone over here said louder than over here. You should be baptized right here, right now. Biggest failure in life is succeeding without God. But biggest success in life is walking with God, no matter where you go and what you do. Because when you're with God, believe me, I've been there. I've been where you are. You know, when I was your age, high school, I didn't have much confidence. In fact, I was kind of worried about what am I going to become when I grow up. But one thing I was confident of, that if I walk with God, that I don't have to be afraid. That I can have confidence knowing that my God will care for me and he will give life, life abundant. So today you are going to commit your life to God. No one forced you to do it. You came here in your own decision. Now you are going to be joining the community of faith. In fact, army of God. And we have choice to make. One of a movie that I really enjoyed was watching Braveheart. Did you? Whoa. Yeah, somebody like Braveheart. Yeah, Braveheart. William Wallace faces the English army. It's a Scottish kind of, you know, trying to get their independence and all that. William Wallace was a kind of revolutionary man. And he just faces the English army. That the odds are against Wallace army. And this is a speech that he gives. "Hey, fight and you may die. Run and you will live at least a while, and dying in your beds many years from now. Would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they will never take away freedom?" Remember that part? You cannot take away the freedom. That's what we want to proclaim to the world. That this abundant life that God has given us, you cannot take it away. This is the privilege that God has given to me because I'm a child of God. I'm the masterpiece of God. So my past, my present, future belongs to the one who created me, who called me today. Amen. Yeah, 이제 한국말로 할 텐데요. 길게 안 하겠습니다. 예. 오늘 우리 요한복음 10장 10절 말씀, 내가 온 것은 생명을 얻게 하고 풍성히 얻게 하려는 하나님의 말씀인데, 우리가 어떻게 하면 풍성한 삶을 살 수 있을까? 참 많은 사람들이 세상에 살고 있지만 그냥 존재하다가 사라지는 이런 인생을 삽니다. 하나님께서는 우리에게 풍성한 삶을 약속하셨어요. 영어에 보니까 abundant life, fulfilling life 이런 이야기를 합니다. 왜 하나님께서 이러한 생명을 또 풍성한 삶을 우리에게 허락하시는가? 왜냐하면 우리는 하나님의 자녀이기 때문이라는 것입니다. 우리 자녀들에게 우리는 그냥 세상에서 존재하다 떠나는 인생이 아니라 훌륭한 삶을 살게 하기 위해서 많은 노력을 합니다. 하나님께서도 주님의 자녀들 입양해 주시고 예수 그리스도를 세상에 보내셔서 우리를 주님의 자녀로 삼아주신 목적이 있다면, 우리로 하여금 세상에 존재하자 떠나는 인생이 아니라 하나님의 자녀다운 삶을 살다가 세상을 마무리하고 주님 앞에 서게 하기 위해서 우리에게 풍성한 삶을 허락하셨다는 것입니다. 두 번째로 풍성한 삶을 허락하신 이유는요, 하나님의 증인이 되라고, 하나님을 선전하는 사람이 되라고 우리에게 그런 삶을 주셨다는 것입니다. 요한복음 13장 35절에 보니까 너희가 서로 사랑하면 이로써 모든 사람이 너희가 내 제자인 줄 알리라. 하나님의 자녀됨을 세상이 어떻게 알겠습니까? 우리가 십자가 목걸이 하고 다니고 자동차에 뭐 그냥 생선 한 마리 달고 다니고 뭐 그런다고 우리가 성경책 들고 다닌다고 하나님의 자녀라고 입증하겠습니까? 우리가 세상을 향해서 하나님의 자녀라고 증명할 수 있는 방법은 사랑밖에 없다는 것입니다. 어떠한 상황에서도 우리가 사랑할 줄 아는, 사랑의 덩어리가 되면 하나님의 자녀인 것을 세상이 안다는 것입니다. 여러분, 우리는요, 어려워지면은 우리에게서 미소가 사라지고 기쁨이 사라지고 하나님의 자녀됨을 까맣게 잊어버리는 때가 있습니다. 전에도 한번 나눈 것 같은데, 중국에 시안에 거기에 대학교, 큰 대학이 많은데 사역하시는 선교사님 방문했는데 거기에 학생들 20명이 성경 공부하다가 붙들려 갖고 학교의 그 레코드에 빨간 줄이 고져서 그 한 번 고지면요 없어지지 않는데요. 그래서 이제 사회 진출할 때도 직장 얻는데도 문제가 되고 졸업할 때도 힘들고 참 어려운 그런 상황이 되는데, 그 청년 20명을 만났는데 제가 깜짝 놀랐습니다. 얼굴에서 광채가 나더라고요. 뭐 들어올 때부터 얼굴에 싱글벙글하면서 너무 멋진 모습이었습니다. 물었습니다. 걱정 안 되냐고, 빨간 줄 거졌는데 앞으로 이 장래가 걱정 안 되냐 그랬더니, 왜 걱정하냐고, 예수님이 우리와 함께 하시는데 뭐가 걱정이냐고. 참 주님의 자녀다운 이런 모습이었습니다. 우리도 이런 모습이 됐으면 좋겠습니다. 세 번째로 하나님께서 우리에게 풍성한 삶을 주시려고 약속하신 이유가 뭐냐 하면 우리가 필요하기 때문입니다. 험한 세상 살아가면서 우리의 힘으로, 우리의 능력으로만 살기에는 너무나 역부족입니다. 하나님의 풍성한 삶이 우리에게 있지 않는다고 하면요, 참으로 성령님이 우리와 함께하지 않는다고 하면 우리는 영적으로 굶주려 죽을 수밖에 없습니다. 그러나 하나님께서는 우리에게 풍성한 삶을 성령을 통해 허락하셔서 우리를 축복하여 해주시기 원한다는 것입니다. 이러한 삶을 모두가 원하지만 사탄 마귀는 방해를 놓습니다. 어떻게 방해 놓는가? 세 방법으로 방해를 놓습니다. 과거, 현재와 미래, 이걸 가지고 장난 놉니다. 과거에 내가 너 그렇게 열심히 주님 믿는다고 하고 뭐 신앙 고백한다고 하지만 너 옛날 생각 안 나냐? 너 옛날에 술 마시고 담배하고 못된 짓 다 하고 그런 거 생각 안 나냐? 아, 오늘 아침에도 너 죄 짓지 않았느냐? 그러면서 무슨 하나님 자녀냐? 우리의 과거의 죄를 가지고 장난을 칩니다. 여러분, 여기에 깨끗한 사람이 있습니까? 우리가? 다 우리는 하나님의 은혜가 아니면 이 자리에 있을 수 없는 사람들입니다. 의인은 없나니 한 사람도 없다고 했습니다. 하나님의 영광에 이를 자는 아무도 없다고 이야기했어요. 그렇기 때문에 우리는 매일매일 주님의 은혜가 아니면 주님 앞에 나올 수 없는 사람들입니다. 두 번째로 저 성경 말씀 보겠습니다. 히브리서 10장 17절 18절 말씀에 또 그들의 죄와 그들의 불법을 내가 다시 기억하지 아니하리라 하셨으니 이것들을 사하셨은즉 다시 죄를 위하여 제사드릴 것이 없느니라. 우리가 하나님께 고백한 죄는요, 회개한 죄는 더 이상 우리가 기억하지 않아도 된다는 것입니다. 찝찝하고 뭐 내가 회개는 했는데 용서 받았나 안 받았나 좀 그런 걱정하실 필요 없다는 것입니다. 하나님께서 다시는 그것 때문에, 죄 때문에 다시 제사를 드릴 필요는 없다고 말씀하십니다. 한 번이면 끝난다는 것입니다. 그리고 현재의 걱정, 근심이 있죠. 여러분, 우리는 이 걱정, 근심을 많이 합니다. 무슨 일에 처하게 되면은 제일 먼저 하는 게 걱정, 근심입니다. 인간이기 때문에 그럴 수밖에 없죠. 그러나 성경은 뭐라고 이야기하는가? 내가 너희에게 이르노니 너희의 목숨을 위하여 무엇을 먹을까, 몸을 위하여 무엇을 입을까 염려하지 말라. 목숨이 음식보다 중하고 몸이 응복보다 중하니라 라고 말씀하십니다. 삶에 걱정하는 이런 것보다도 중요한 것들이 있다는 것입니다. 그래서 우리는요, 걱정, 근심에 스트레스 받고 이런 삶이 아니라 하나님 앞에 나의 걱정, 근심을 다 내려놓는 이런 삶을 살아야 될 줄 믿습니다. 또 미래에 대한 두려움이 있으세요? 지금은 건강한데 나중에 병들까 봐. 지금은 내가 쓸 돈이 있는데 이거 다 없어지면 어떡하나. 아직도 일어나지 않은 일 때문에 걱정하고 근심하십니까? 참 어리석은 일이죠. 걱정, 근심에서 걱정, 근심이 없어진다면 걱정, 근심 안 해도 되겠지만 그렇지도 않잖아요. 그렇기 때문에 우리는요, 하나님 말씀을 우리가 붙들고 살아야 될 줄 믿습니다. 이사야서 41장 10절 말씀해 보니까요, 두려워하지 말래요. 왜? 내가 너와 함께함이라. 놀라지 말래요. 왜? 나는 내 하나님이 됨이라. 내가 너를 굳세게 하리라. 참으로 너를 도와주리라. 참으로 나의 의로운 오른손으로 너를 붙들어주겠다고 말씀하십니다. 인생의 성공은요, 우리가 얼마나 많이 누리고 얼마나 편하게 사는 것이 아니라 누구와 함께 가느냐가 삶의 행복과 이 복된 삶을 결정해 줍니다. 여러분, 우리가 행복하려고 결혼했잖아요. 그런데 행복하려고 결혼했는데 같이 가는 사람이 나를 힘들게 하면요, 지옥이에요. 그렇죠? 결혼해서 지옥에 가든지 천당에 가든지 결정된다 그러더라고요. 어떠한 삶을 사느냐, 누구랑 같이 가느냐에 따라서. 마찬가지입니다. 우리가 세상을 살아가면서 하나님 함께 가는 그것이야말로 우리에게 있어서 최고의 축복이라는 것입니다. 내가 너와 함께 하리라. 예수님께서는요, 이 세상 끝날까지 우리와 함께 해주시겠다고 약속하셨습니다. 그 믿음 가지고 우리 자녀들 양육하실 때, 부모님들 이번에 우리 입교 세례하면서 함께 공부하고 함께 숙제하고 이런 거 많이 하셨죠. 자녀를 양육하는데 내가 잘해갖고 아이들을 나의 작품으로 만들려고 하지 마시고 하나님께 맡기고 한번 키워보세요. 하나님, 우리 아이 나의 능력으로는 내가 어떻게 할 수 없습니다. 지금 뭐 중학교 정도, 좀 고등학교 이게 되고 하면 아직도 말 잘 듣, 감사하세요. 말 잘 들으면. 근데 언제 돌발할지 모릅니다. 그때 하나님께 맡기세요. 하나님께 완전히 맡기세요. 가지 많은 나무에 바람잘 날 없다는 말 있잖아요. 저희 집에 일곱 아이가 있어서 바람잘 날 없을 것 같죠. 저희는 항상 잠잠합니다. 하나님께 맡기니까 무슨 일이 나도요, 하나님 알아서 해주세요. 우리가 할 건 최선을 다하지만 하나님 알아서 해주세요. 이럴 때에 하나님께서 우리의 삶에 역사하셔서 기적을 보여주시리라 믿습니다. 제가 이 말씀을 준비하면서, 참 우리가 한 번 사는 인생 낭비하면 안 될 텐데 참 어떠한 삶을 살아야 될까, 조심조심히 사는 방법이 있습니다. 조심조심 그냥 뭐. 그런데 제가 한 영화를 한 편 보면서요, 거기에서 도전을 받았습니다. 브레이브하트라고, 스카틀랜드의 이제 독립을 위해서 윌리엄 왈레스 장군이 영국군과 이제 맞서서 싸웁니다. 싸우는데 도저히 이길 수가 없는 숫자예요, 영국군하고 비교해 볼 때. 그때 이런 이야기를 합니다. 그 장군이 자기 군사들을 향하여서, 오늘 여기서 싸우다 우리 죽을 수도 있습니다. 도망치면 당신들은 적어도 조금 더 살 수는 있습니다. 그리고 몇 년 후 침대에서 그냥 죽을 것입니다. 그러나 오늘 이 시간 남은 생애와 바꾸고 싶지 않으십니까? 우리에게 주어진 이 기회를 위해 그리하여 적들에게, 그들이 우리의 목숨은 가져갈 수 있을지 모르지만 우리들의 자유는 앗아갈 수 없을 것입니다 라는 이런 스피치를 합니다. 여러분, 우리도 세상을 향해서 이렇게 좀 선포했으면 좋겠습니다. 나에게서 나의 물질을 가져가고 나의 건강을 가져가고 나의 가진 것을 빼앗았을지는 몰라도, 가질지는 몰라도 나에게 주신 하나님의 풍성한 삶은, 이 삶은 내가 끝까지 살 수 있으리라 선포하며
우리가 하나님께 영광 돌리며 사는 우리 모두 되기를 주님의 이름으로 축복합니다. 기도하시겠습니다.
God, thank you for this day that you have given to each one of us, especially the ones who are going to be confirmed and baptized. Lord, as they come before you and before all these witnesses, may this day be a blessed day, a day of a new beginning, a day that will truly be given to you for an abundant life that you have promised to each one of us. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.